This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, Jason Gibbs, Joy Production Manager. It's Radiothon time. We still need Joy and we need your support. If you appreciate our free podcast service, our voice for the LGBTI community globally, and the volunteers that make our service possible, please sign up, renew your Joy membership, or make a tax-deductible donation before June 30 to keep our service possible. You may win a prize. Head to joy.org.au and click on either the Become a Member or Donate tabs to support us. If you appreciate our podcast service, let us know in the comments section when making your donation. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them, at joy.org.au and on iTunes.
Time for some celebrity news in briefs.
Oh, it is my favourite to see celebrities in briefs.
You lie. Anyway, well, it depends on the celebrity, yeah. Really, doesn't it? Yeah. First up, Charlie Sheen. Don't want to see him in briefs.
No, once maybe, but no, not now.
No. Anyway, as you know, Charlie Sheen used to be a star.
He did.
Oh, when he was on 2.5 Men, he was earning $2.5 million an episode.
He'd only have to have one episode with me, and I'd be happy.
Well, unfortunately, as we all know, Charlie was a bit careless with his money.
Yes. Well, apart from all the hush money he paid off, unfortunately, over the years to try and keep his HIV status.
He was a bit careless, yes, with his cash.
Yes, he was.
And he spent it.
He did.
All,
he did.
Apparently. So now he's doing...
He's looking for work?
No. Nobody will employ him.
Oh, really?
So he's like...
But didn't he get a job in another TV series after all that came out?
He earned a lot of money, so don't worry about that. But he spent it all.
Oh.
And now he's actually doing second-rate fan conventions.
Oh. What, yeah. For 2.5 Men or...?
No, well, for just... various roles he's played and that sort of thing.
Oh.
And he's doing the $80 for top photos.
Oh, no. What, really?
Mm,
oh.
Yeah. As a source said, how the mighty have fallen. Mm. But I could have told you that. You didn't need a source to say that was the bloody how the mighty have fallen. And $80, that's actually in the cheaper section of celebrity photos.
Well, E17 were charging $50 and, you know, they haven't been relevant for 30 years.
I know. He's barely above E7A. And then moving on from the poor, obviously poor Charlie Sheen, Kim Kardashian.
Kim.
She was mentioned in a recent episode of the US Family Feud.
What, as a question?
Well, more of an answer.
Survey says.
More of an answer.
Oh.
Now, here was the question. What celebrity do you wish would go away? Top answer was
Kim Kardashian.
That's right.
No.
Poor Kimmy K. But she's at least got a sense of humour. She took a screenshot of the screen and then posted it.
While we're on the subject of podcasts, we need to acknowledge our amazing podcaster Master Blaster Madeline, who does our show every week and does an amazing job and puts us at the top of the tables for all our weekday shows. So thank you, Madeline, once again.
She's what is known as a legend.
She's a legend.
Now,
get onto iTunes, rate and review.
Or go to joy.org.au to download. Now, question for both of you and for everybody in Joyland. Would you pay a stranger to dump your partner for you?
Whoa, that's a whole now, big load of question. Hang on. Is there any basis? Is there any, like, can we have a plan? Can we have some sort of framework around
that? Yeah, first of all, I'm expecting that you would not be obviously getting ready to dump me.
Right.
And Tristan's Chris is probably hoping the same thing. This is a purely hypothetical question. If you were dating somebody awful and not somebody like me.
But there are so many other ways to dump someone.
Yeah, no, just yes or no.
You just, so question?
Would you pay a stranger to dump your partner for you? Pretty no. much if you didn't have the balls or like or whatever to do it yourself.
That's what text messaging is for. Mm-hmm. So no.
I wouldn't.
Right, well, no. Fine. But anyway, if you had have said yes,
yeah.
That's what a lovely fellow over in Canada actually did. Here's his quote. I felt it was easier for someone else to take care of an awkward situation like a breakup.
Generally.
Says Trev, who lives in Canada. I believe he is now known as Totally Undateable. Now, apparently he used the services of a company called The Breakup Shop.
No.
That's right. There is such a thing.
Oh, my God.
The Breakup Shop. And apparently Trev, who lives in Canada, has used their services more than once. So if anybody in Canada, if you're dating Trevor, watch out. You're going to get a call from The Breakup Shop. So,
I've just thought about this for a second. You know how when you go to buy a used car, you can actually ring
check up on the history. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe that same business runs a second business on the side for checking up on the history. And if they've dropped a few clients.
Oh yeah. Oh, he's one of our regulars.
Yeah. Don't date him
weekly. Mm. He uses this for his one night stands. Now, so you compare they offer a full suite of services.
Oh, really?
You know,
so not just breakups.
Oh no, it's all breakups. But you can just pay the base and go for a text message.
Oh, so they send the text message for you.
You can get an actual letter written and sent to your soon to be ex. They can call them for you.
Oh,
they don't do face to face though.
Oh, they don't.
No, they don't offer a face to face service, unfortunately. So, and then they get more quotes from Trev.
Yeah.
He's there. He used the breakup shop to end a couple of short-term things when things just didn't mesh with the way he lived his life of being a total bastard, I would have thought. Yeah. And, you know, he thinks overall that's pretty good. It's pretty simple. I haven't had to use them often, but I'm glad there is a service there now. And the boys who started it up to prevent, they wanted to try and end the practice of ghosting.
What's ghosting?
Where the person
just totally breaks up and disappears.
Oh. You just never hear from them again.
Right. Oh, okay.
So they want to say, look, if you haven't got the guts to do it yourself, pay us and we'll do it so that people don't just wonder where you've gone.
Oh, so their marketing line, their reason for being is you pay so that you don't feel like a total bastard.
Yeah, and you're not the bastard. These people are the bastard. See, it's all so simple. It's only $10 for a text.
0427 Joy 949. Let me know if
would you rather
had this service available to you than. Have you ghosted someone and would you have preferred to have this service?
And quite frankly, if you're prepared to pay $10 for somebody to send a breakup text to somebody for you...
No, don't give them alternatives.
No. I will start this service up here. I will take your $10 and I will send that text for you.
Email on air at joy.org.au. Have you got any opinion on the ghosting versus paid texting? Paid breaking? Paid terminating.
But they... No, let's not go that far.
Well, it is. It's...
But they won't send anything offensive or damaging.
Okay. Well, it damages the relationship, generally.
It was already dead. Time for our new game.
New game?
Did Madonna touch it?
Tristan, did Madonna touch it?
Yes.
Well, it's a pretty easy question. Madonna touches everything.
She'll touch anything.
Well... Today's episode of Did Madonna Touch It?
Is what was it she touched? No, what?
The question is, did she touch it? And today's it is Zac Efron.
Oh.
Here's the question.
Boys,
did Madonna touch it?
You know, she'd have gone the grope. She'd have gone the grope. Tristan?
Nah.
So we have a Madonna touched it and Madonna didn't touch it.
Nah, she went the grope, didn't she?
Well, according to it, who in this case is Zac Efron, here we have, here's what he said. Zac has all but confirmed he hooked up with the cougar after they flirted during a UFC bout late last year. Here's, you know, you can tell he's younger. He said, she's rad. I guess you can say she tapped me. She tapped. This. And he whacked his ear.
Oh.
So that's right.
Oh.
In the end, the answer was Madonna touched it.
Oh, God. I've just gone off.
I say you go, girl. No. We'd all like to touch it.
No, I think I've gone off Zac a bit now.
Well, because Madonna's been there.
That's some whole slow to sloppies. You're on Joy.
Now, Star Wars.
Star Wars.
The original Star Wars. What? And I'm talking not the prequels. I'm talking the original Star Wars.
There can't possibly be anything left to say about Star Wars, the original.
But there is stuff.
Stuff?
Mm-hmm. To buy.
Ooh, collector's stuff.
Yes. Ooh. And not just, you know, a couple of toys and things like that. We're talking movie props.
The real things.
The real thing.
Ooh.
So,
could...
Funnily enough...
Really?
Would you like Mark Hamill's original lightsaber from Star Wars and The Empire Strikes Back?
You know...
Which he obviously lost down the hole in Cloud City after his hand was chopped off.
You know...
Which was actually Darth Vader's original lightsaber.
You know, I probably would. Wow. I would actually geek out
for
that.
You know, if you win Taz Lotto, you can bid for it.
Why?
It's up for sale.
Yeah.
And it's currently sitting at about $150,000 in the bidding. This is US dollars, of course.
Okay.
It's expected to go for maybe twice that.
Oh, okay.
Or would you like to buy maybe a Darth Vader production chest? You know, the button-looking things on Darth Vader's chest?
Yeah, no.
You know, he had like a red and a green light, and he had some little strips and things, which was right on his chest.
Yeah.
$10,000.
Mm.
Would you like a, what do we got? They had some plans, the original blueprint type plans or the sketch for the Millennium Falcon.
Oh, yes, please.
A couple of thousand.
Ooh. Ooh.
Or the big one.
Yeah.
Would you like an original R2-D2?
Oh, my God. An original?
That's right. An original R2-D2 as used in the original Star Wars.
That a guy could actually get inside
of. That you could. You do need to be quite small to get in there, but you could. If you would like one.
You would hire someone for your parties just to have him...
trundling around serving drinks.
That would be amazing.
Well, if you would like one... It is estimated the original, one of the original, because they obviously had a few of them in the movies.
Yeah.
One of the original R2-D2s from the original Star Wars, before it was even A New Hope, when it was just Star Wars, apparently it will sell for approximately $2 million.
No.
Yes. Yes. So somebody very rich is going to have R2-D2 trundling around at their very fancy soiree serving drinks. And it won't be us, Chris. I'm going to tell you right now. Because even if we win Taz Lotto, I'm not spending $2 million on a freaking R2-D2.
Look.
It would be cool.
I'll spend my half of the $2 million on the $2 million
ad. No, you won't. I'm not letting you have control of money ever again, obviously.
Hey, I haven't earned any money for 8 years.
But they're all up for auction right now. You can buy. They're over in an American website and they've got a stack of so cool stuff. But you need to be rich.
Is there a website where people can go?
Go to invaluable.com. I've never even heard of it before, but apparently that's where they sell all this crap.
All right.
High quality merchandise. Yeah. Hey, Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue.
I know. She's working on her brand new album at the moment.
Yeah.
And as you know, she broke up with her former fiance.
She broke up with her record company. She broke up with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. You know, she's done a lot of breaking up lately.
And after he was, what is referred to as a bastard.
Well, he used her. He used her fame to get further.
And it backfired spectacularly on him. Which, let's be honest.
He will never work in any town ever again.
And good. it was echoing, all right? Yeah. Apparently, in Kylie's new album, she's decided to, as the source, we have sources, as the source has said, she'll give her fans a fly-on-the-wall access to what tore her and Josh apart.
Oh, that's right. Central.
The first single is said to be a 90s throwback track that's all about honesty.
Oh, I'm like, oh, my God. Yes, Kylie, this could be the biggest and best you've done for a while.
And apparently the song goes into some very serious detail, but it's been very cathartic for her. It's helped her make
sense.
Yeah. So it probably will be an absolutely brilliant song, and it will further crush that bastard back to where he belongs, which is somewhere in the gutter.
Where will his career be going?
His what?
That's right.
Oh, no, he's already gone round the S-Bend. He's out at Werribee somewhere by now. Slowly cleaning him up out there.
So
we don't know when the album will be coming out exactly, though.
She's allowed to take her time.
She's working on it, and hoping she's letting the bitchiness flow back to the 90s.
Talking of joy, we have some news.
We do.
We do. We do. And I'm not actually sure how to start this.
Just start it.
So I'm sure many of you will have heard me tell my story of joy in that I basically started as a volunteer on the front desk about 11 years ago and never had any ambitions of being on the radio when I joined. All
no,
I wanted to do
did.
All I wanted to do was give a little bit back to my community. Joy was the place I was attracted to first because it had been a place it was a station I listened to and loved already as a listener. And so it was the first place I looked for in terms of giving something back when I was ready to do that. It didn't take very long for me to be cajoled into doing something on air, which originally was as a newsreader. I thought of all the jobs at Joy, I figured, oh well, I have a reasonable voice. I have an interest in news. I guess I can do one shift a week on that. Then all of a sudden, one of the other people working on the front desk, Jay McAvoy, decided that he was going to put in a proposal for a music show. And in fact, he put it in, got it approved, and then panicked and said, I need help.
I haven't got anybody to help me.
We'd made friends at the front desk here at Joy, and he asked me if I could help. And I said, well, actually, I love pop music, so let's do something together. 18 months of foreplay. That was the name of the show here on Joy 94.9.
Classic.
Some of the best fun I've ever had on radio because I had no idea what I was doing, but learned a lot since. And, look, did some daytime shifts, got made redundant, told the general manager at the time, oh, look, I'll just come in every day, do whatever needs to be done.
That's always a mistake in a volunteer organisation.
Somehow what fell in front of me was the role of music director here at Joy. And it's pretty much the dream role for anyone who, like me, has a tech head, because there are a whole bunch of pieces of software used to schedule and manage the music at the station, but also with a massive love of pop music, but not only pop music generally, the music that Joy was already playing. And that's owed very much to a couple of people like Damien Nicholas, of course, and to Dean Murphy, who in 2005, Damien and Dean together really established the true sound of Joy at that time. So 8 years on, I think I've pretty much done as much as I can do at Joy, and so I've made a call to wrap it up, and we've decided
I'm here.
That it's time for a full break, so we're going to be finishing the CNC drive factory as well, and take a little bit of a break from Joy. It's been my whole life for the last 8 years, and
that's totes true.
The most time I get to spend with Cam in one room is during the show here on the CNC Drive Factory every week. So it is time to go. We're going to do the last show of the CNC Drive Factory on July 14th. So we've got four more shows to do, and that will actually mark 7 years on air for the program.
Long service leave. Here we go.
And I will be hanging around until the end of August as music director. I'm providing the station with as much time as I can for a transition period and to hopefully find someone else or whatever the station decides to do. And that really is up to the station in terms of what happens next, in terms of the music on the station, how a music director role would work in the future for the station. And if they decide to replace me like for like, I am absolutely happy to help bring that person up to speed with what's needed. The thing for me is that it's just time. I need a rest. And I want to thank everyone for the support of the station over the years. And yeah, I've got to go to a song now. around about 20 minutes ago, we did announce that we're finishing the show. We're going to do four more CNC Drive Factories, and then we're done. And I am going to wrap up as music director here at Joy 94.9 after 8 years in the role at the end of August. We had a few messages in.
Well, I just wanted to. I'll read these, Chris, because you're a bit teary.
I am.
All right. Well, somebody said, but we'd like the, said, that sucks. Going to miss you guys. You know what? We'll probably miss you too. And then I'll just move up a bit. And Ian said, oh, you guys are amazing. Thank you for everything.
Thanks, no, Ian. Ian.
You're amazing.
Three kisses.
Oh, they're probably for you. The lovely Tony. I think this is the first time I've ever seen Tony write something nice.
Well. I've spoken to Tony. He's actually really nice. It's just that he writes very cutting messages.
He's very caustic normally, isn't he? So he said, oh, no, I knew as soon as you started. You deserve to put yourself in camp first. So this is obviously to you, Chris. You've been an angel to so many people, Chris.
True.
And me. All my support. Yeah.
He said, and Cam, all your support and understanding can't be put into words.
Oh, okay. Yes. Don't try. It's all right. And then Tony said, he's in tears, like Chris. But he knows it's what you have to do. And that's true. And then Chum said, he's still chumpy, but he said, too sad. Chris and Cam, to let go, but we'll cherish the memories. Well, don't forget, the memories are all available via podcast at joy.org.au.
You never know. Like the Murphys, we could promise to do podcasts.
No, Chris, let's be honest. We're not going to promise to do podcasts, all right? Because like the Murphys, we probably would break that promise.
So far.
Because, yeah, they've been flooding out from the Murphys, haven't they?
It's only been a couple of weeks. Give them a break.
But people, please remember one thing. Tristan will still be here.
Tristan will be here. He's looking for a new home on a drive show. So if one of the drive shows would like to take him on.
Tristan drives around with his moving van, seeing which place he can park and move into.
Have you got any preferences, Tristan, where you'd like to go?
Hang on.
Probably either Tuesday or Thursday.
Tuesday or Thursday?
Oh, it could be both.
He's not fussy. He's a man that spreads himself around.
Or just thinks that he's talented enough for both shows.
Well, you know, let's be honest, they could probably both do with a bit of Tristanizing, couldn't they? That's a new word, Tristanizing.
Tristanizing. We got a Tristanizing.
Registered
joy.
Trademark of the Tristan Corporation.
Is that it?
No, I've got a study.
A study.
That's right. And here's one where I'm going to give a pre-warning on this.
Mm.
Girls, you might need to get your angry pants on.
Oh.
Because you may not agree with the findings of this particular study.
Did it get funding?
Who knows? Probably. Everything gets funding, doesn't it?
Which particular institution
this
did the research?
From the University of Nicosia.
What the hell
is
that?
Which is in Cyprus. Now, we're not sure if it's a physical university or an internet-based one. But either way, I'm not sure of its credentials.
Right.
Okay, I'm putting that out there. But the Cypriot researcher has been checking about why women are lesbians.
Okay.
And he's come up with a very fascinating reasoning on this one.
Generally, they're lesbians because they like girls. Huh? Isn't that the reason?
Well, you might think that.
Yeah.
But you might think wrong, according to the latest in studies. Oh. This is why I said, girls, get your angry pants on.
They're hard people.
Now, he did a study where he surveyed a total of 1,500 people.
It's a big survey.
I know all of whom were heterosexual.
Right.
Don't question the methodology yet, all right?
Okay.
So while questioning these 1,500 heterosexual people about why women are lesbians.
Yes.
He developed a theory. Because about half of the men in the sample reported they would be sexually excited if their opposite sex partner revealed to them that they experienced same-sex attraction.
So if their girlfriends told them that they wouldn't mind hooking up with a girl for a threesome, that
excited the men.
Then he
took that to mean
the girls are just lesbians to please their men.
That's right. Oh,
it makes sense. Of course it does.
See, and this is a proper study from a proper university.
Cyprian.
So
yes.
You can see why I said the girls might want to get their angry pants on.
Nah.
Because, you know, but he did say many people have questioned his reasoning on this and his methodology and his, well, results.
Well, the results speak for themselves.
Speak volumes, don't they?
They speak volumes of the research methodology.
And in the end, he said, look, the publication, my theory, gives the opportunity for a fruitful academic dialogue where another scholar may attempt to refute, alter, or repudiate my findings.
Why bother?
Shouldn't be hard, should it? The great Adam West. And yes. I'm going to say it, and I will enter into no correspondence or discussion. He was Batman.
Well, all the other Batmans that came after him were stupid.
Yeah, I liked the campy Batman.
Yes.
I liked the fun Batman, yes. Not the Dark Knight or whatever else he turned into. Awful Batman. Batman should have been wearing a blue cape and some slightly baggy pants and running around going, beef, boff, kapow.
Absolutely.
Thank you. No discussion will be entered
No
into.
Discussion whatsoever.
That is the fact.
That is it.
But as you know, and he was also...
Mayor West.
Mayor Adam West in Family Guy.
Yes, he was.
And let's be honest, he popped up playing himself in The Simpsons.
He did.
When everyone thought he was a bit weird doing the Batusie.
He also popped up in a couple of original Batman revivals.
Ah, some of those movies. There was the original movie they did where... Yeah,
but that was during the series in the late 60s.
Yeah, where they did it and they kidnapped all of the world's leaders and freeze-dried them down in Penguin's submarine.
Mm-hmm. That of Remember the shark scene?
I know. That, of course, had the wrong Catwoman in it.
Oh, well, you know.
Because I'm sorry, it was only Julie Newmar. Again, no correspondence will be entered.
You're very forthright on your Batman
look,
actors.
You may not have noticed, but if I have an opinion, I will say it.
No, never noticed.
But anyway, back to Adam West.
Yes.
The one and only true Batman. Who passed away sadly after a very short battle with leukemia.
88, though.
I know.
Good innings, as they do say.
I know, and it was a good innings. But LA is going to pay tribute. The city is going to pay tribute to Adam West. So on, when is it?
Are they going to make it Gotham City?
Well, no, they're actually putting up the Bat Signal.
Yes!
They are going to have the Bat Signal. It'll start, I believe it starts at 9 o'clock. I think it was tonight it was actually going to start. So they're going to have a bat signal for Adam as a tribute. So I say, bravo, LA.
Bravo. Bravo.
And then we'll see if who turns up. Robin will probably turn up.
Yeah, well, he's a lot younger than the guy who plays Dick, whatever his name is.
Dick Grayson.
Dick. No.
Otherwise known as Robin.
No, the actor.
Oh, whatever his name is.
I forgot.
His name was...
You can't find it, can you? It doesn't matter.
Burt Ward.
Yeah, there we go. He was quite a lot younger than Adam West.
No, he was. Well, he had to be because he was playing the...
Teenager.
Being the ward.
Yes. So...
But anyway, as a tribute myself, I think I'll watch the Batman movie over the weekend.
The original.
Not
the comeback.
No, again... Because I do have the original on DVD.
No, the comebacks with Adam West and Burt Ward, which were hilarious because they were just taking the piss out of themselves.
And that was what I loved about them.
Yeah.
They were terrible, those ones. Now, we'll watch the original Batman movie.
All right, which wasn't that much better.
Called the Batman movie.
Yeah, but, you know.
Freaking love that movie.
It's all part of the charm.
With Penguin Submarine, which had flippers. But anyway, rest in peace, Adam West. Bromances.
Yeah, well, we will need to leave him with a set of instructions when he gets handed over to whichever show he does go to.
No. Tristan's making a hostile takeover bid of another show.
Oh, is he?
He's just moving in.
Yeah, okay.
They don't have a choice. He'll say, I have chosen you.
It's pretty much what he did with us.
Yeah, it was. Although he didn't even say anything. He just sat down.
Still here.
And he never moved out of the chair.
Still here.
Yep.
See? A man of so many words. He's more of a visual person.
He is, which works incredibly well on radio after all these years.
Now, can I get back to my bromancing?
Did we decide we were talking about that?
Yeah, that's what you said. You want bromancing.
Oh, okay.
A new study.
Do we need to define bromancing?
Well, yes, because a new study has been launched in the UK into bromances.
Mm.
Now, the study this time, they studied 30 British undergraduate students and their relationship with their male friends.
So, because I'm not a uni person, what's an undergraduate?
People who haven't graduated yet.
From what?
From uni. It doesn't matter what course.
So
they're all the same.
They don't have their degree.
No.
So they're only in, like, they're so third year,
whatever.
Fourth year.
They haven't finished.
Oh. Right.
They're still waiting to finish so they can become a graduate.
Right.
Anyway.
How many?
30 of them.
30.
So it's a very in-depth survey. Okay. Very in-depth. Not like our 1,500 straight men before.
No. One school?
Probably.
Righto.
Well, you only got 30. You're not going to traipse around to different schools for 30 people. But he found that these men had formed close bonds with the closest pals, despite what masculine stereotypes may have led you to believe.
Hang on. So they were mates.
Yeah, bromance.
And that's some sort of bromance. Anti-masculine thing.
Well, wait for it.
Oh.
He explained the type of bromance was probably more of a best friend and more, or maybe even more like brotherly love. I don't know what kind of family this man's from, but anyway. he explained the participant suggested that a romantic friendship is someone who's literally there for you all the time, man. And will always be the backup if you need it, bro. I added the man and the bro in, okay?
That's good mates.
I know. And then he had a list and then he went on and he...
Yes.
And then he ended up with, and all but one of the men interviewed engaged in cuddling and spooning their bromances, and most had kissed their bromances.
Oh, hang on.
They said things like, you can lie in bed with your bromance and have a cuddle and just talk. Hello, I'm sorry, boys.
What?
That is not a bromance. You're a freaking gay. Now, funnily enough, we thought we'd better have a Rosie Dog update.
We did.
In case you weren't aware, Rosie Dog is our gorgeous, tiny little baby. She's only 70 kilos and She's a lovely little Saint Bernard that we got when she was one. She'd had a horrible first year of life.
It was pretty poor.
And we were there to give her the good life. Funnily enough, it was her birthday yesterday. She turned four.
And we actually got her, Tuesday marked her third anniversary with us, and yesterday marked her fourth birthday.
I know, we literally got her just before her first birthday.
Yes.
What was it, 2 days before?
Yep.
And it was funny because Chris put up some beautiful pictures of her, a nice montage or collage or whatever
it was.
A collage of pictures on the CNC Drive Factory Facebook page. If you'd like to have a look, I think you should, because there's some beautiful pictures of her. Some are actually from the year
before we had her. Some puppy photos from right from the first few weeks from the original breeder that she came from. There's a couple of photos as she visited each of her subsequent homes before coming to
us. She did have two families before us.
And then on the day she was ready to fly from Queensland to Melbourne to come see us, a few minutes after we got her in the car when we got her home, and then the first visit to the office, and all the pictures since.
Including her surgery ones where she had her leg done and when she looks like a little chicken leg.
Yeah, so lots of great photos of our crazy Saint Bernard, other than each other, the most important thing in our lives.
Hey, children are always important, and I think Tristan agrees because Tristan has a child as well.
Yep, our children of non-human birth.
That's the ones.
Very, very important.
Yes, it's funny to look back and you see the original photo of when we first got her and she was 45 kilos and we thought she was enormous. But you look back now and you realise just how skinny she was when she'd arrived.
She was a little underweight. But she was also, we didn't realise that she was actually at one, she was still a bit of a pup. And it's only now looking back that you can see that she still had a bit of puppiness about her, that's gone now.
So anyway, we're going to say happy birthday to our beautiful Rosie Dog. And yes, little miss, if you're listening, we'll be back to pick you up shortly.
We will be picking you up from the office shortly, get you home for your dinner. In the meantime, everyone can look at her pictures at the CNC Drive Factory.
And if you're not sure how to
Facebook
find
page,
that, jump onto joy.org.au/CNC Drive Factory and all the links are there for you. Well, look, we still haven't come to a conclusion or worked exactly out what the dot was on Melania Trump's tweet to her husband for happy birthday. I'm still sticking with it was a secret message to the Russians to come and evac her. But Donald Trump, his star on the Walk of Fame. Now, as you know, it's had a troubled past of late.
What did he originally get it for? Did he get it for The Apprentice?
Okay. Yeah. And as you would probably know, I have mentioned it once or twice, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame is generally available if you're prepared to purchase it.
Yeah, it's not awarded, is it?
Not really. There are some that are genuine award ones, but a lot of them are actually purchased.
Right.
Right? And I'm going to hazard a guess that Donald's was purchased.
Of course it was.
You know, so... But it's as you remember, it got pickaxed and destroyed not long after he was elected. That guy, he got into trouble and they had to fix it and all that sort of stuff. And so then they sort of kept some security around it for a while.
Oh, okay.
And then things went quiet.
Right.
And then somebody put up a gold toilet next to it with a what was it? With a just a pig, and you lifted up the seat, and yeah. there was a picture of a pig with a crown on its head, and you know, a full cistern and everything.
Gotta love the creativity.
And on the back of it, it was make a Trump.
Oh, you know, like make a dump.
Yeah. So that stayed there. All they did was place it next to the star. And somebody,
did anyone use it?
Well, no, not that we know of.
Oh, okay.
But somebody did smash part of it. Oh. So that was probably, I don't know, the Secret Service or something.
Yeah.
No, the Secret Service probably did it. And then they whisked it away to some camp at Guantanamo Bay. That got taken away after a while, and it was back to normal for a bit. But then now they've gone and got it again.
Oh,
yeah. They had a resist march through Hollywood. Oh, what was it? Last weekend, I think it was.
Mm.
And they had a lot of stickers, so they stickered Donald Trump's star.
Okay.
With things like, you know, it's all the resist ones. So it was all about, they had resist misogyny, resist transphobia, resist racism. Hang on, I'm trying to read them all, but they're actually quite small. Resist corruption, homophobia. I think that's all of them.
Righto. They did a good job.
They literally covered it in stickers.
Righto.
So somebody's going to have to sit down there now with a little scraper.
Yeah.
And eventually scrape all those
off.
I
know.
God. Until the next time when somebody comes past and does something again.
It would be cheaper to just have it removed, wouldn't it? And
probably.
Yeah.
You know, what they really probably should do is just put a little protective dome over it.
No, it's a footpath.
We'll leave Donald in the dome.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.